Hello, hello.
Hey.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Welcome to yet another episode of Doopy Time. I'm your host, DJ River, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And in the studio with me, I have a very special guest. Indeed. I don't know how to introduce you. One of my best friends from high school, Asta, is in the house with us right now.
That I am. And I think introductions kind of wouldn't fully encapsulate.
Yes.
What we can touch on here today.
Yeah. So since my friend from high school is in town, we compiled a playlist of all of the songs we listened to in high school, most of which we pulled from the official boys playlist.
So for context, the boys, spelled B-O-I-S, was what. Very unoriginal, very not creative, what we came up with as like the name for our friend group, because that's, you know, you need a way to refer to everyone. Except now it's just very confusing because we picked a name that is the name of like everything else.
Yeah. I guess we go by many other aliases, I guess. The Victims of Circumstance.
Stilt Babies.
Well, yes.
Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, we had a little boys trip to Ocean City, Maryland, where we proceeded to have pretty questionable taste.
So delicious.
Yeah, but so from Ohio.
Yes.
Both of us.
We born and raised. I actually almost, I would have gone to Kauffman, actually, because where I was born. This is Kauffman being another high school in our district, and but we moved when I was 2. And you also moved from another part of Ohio.
I'm from Grove City, so affectionately called by many Grove Tucky.
Right.
It was kind of like, you know that like school in the Blind Side? Where, like, the first, like, Michael Orr walks in and there's, like, oh my god, a person of color.
right.
That's what Grove City was like.
Okay, gotcha. Good to hear.
Oh, yeah. Well, we left, so.
How old were you? Like,
5.
5.
Because, you know what I just realized? My parents bought a house in December of 2007. That was, like, not a great time for the housing market.
Yikes.
But we're still in the house, so
yeah.
Kind of cooked with that one.
Yeah.
So when do we start playing the music?
We can start playing whenever. There's a minute and a half left of this song, which is just bed music that we can talk over.
Oh, that's what this is.
I don't know if you've really noticed, but I kind of run my radio shows like it's the Navy. Like, this is, I take this very seriously.
About as seriously as I feel.
I have a whole soundboard here.
I think that might like have broken public indecency laws.
No, there aren't any curse words on here.
No, just making the people listen to that was indecent of you.
That's true. I gotta be a little more sparse.
Do you have any segments on this show?
We can talk. I guess like the PSA in the middle. But other than that, not really. It's just gonna be mostly plain music. Mm. I think hopefully the songs that we play in the first half will inspire some memories in us that we can talk about in the middle portion when we do the PSA.
I have plenty of memories. I don't need a reminder. I just don't know which ones okay. I'm allowed to share.
Well, we'll talk about that off the air. In the meantime, up first we have this song came out in summer of 2017, aka our freshman year summer, and it truly felt like when SZA's Control came out, it was a cultural reset. Yeah.
Facts.
And right now you're about to listen to Love Galore featuring Travis Scott off of Control. Wait. Nope. Okay. Bye.
For fun, don't take it personally. I'm surprised you call me after the things I said. Skirt all niggas, skirt up all niggas, skirt down. You acting like me, acting like we was it more than a summer fling. I said farewell, you took it well. Promise I won't cry over spilled milk.
Oh.
put it down. All up in your city looking for you, searching for you like love. Only thing keeping me from dropping you right now. Love. Only thing keeping me by your side. But Sister Lana,
man,
if you don't say something, speak up for yourself, they think you stupid. You know what I'm saying?
I'm ready. Sound like Mississippi, sippy cup. Baby, turn Bibby up. Henny invented the catalyst for happiness in my cup. This sound like kiddies on the playground. Mama was running up. Ooh, you about to get your ass beat. This sound like niggas complaining when they bitches like Razzy. B2K in the stereo, we juke in the backseat. Or juke in the basement. In love with my K-Swiss. This feel like jumping in the pool and I'm knowing I can't swim. Ooh, you about to get your ass beat. For stealing that $20, like baby, just ask me. Mama said she loved us. When the lights was off, we had to stay with cousins. Granny at the BBQ with 50 as husband. Summertime, city lights, shot town, my town. After school matters like I'm needing that stipend right now. Kindercut parking lot, got caught with the blunt like wow, wow.
Run. Mama say come home before the street lights do. Ice cream on my front porch and my new FUBU and my A1s too. Watching my happy block, my whole neighborhood hit the diddy
bop. This like growing out my clothes. With stars in my pocket, dreaming about making my hood glow. This sound like every place I would go if I could fly. This feel like every summertime. Fall asleep dreaming about all the places I could go. And every one of them feels so close, still chasing time.
I am not a star, I am a meteor on a crash course towards Earth, across the cosmos versus Perseus to the father of his birth to tell the truth that I'm his real son. Get blocked, I'm a built one. Get blocked, I'm a built two. Hope that you see it's a staircase. Still pray for a fair day where they give a fair race to the male Nate and the Dogons and the essays and the fair face. Keith H when I pill paint. Rain bars with a pink blue and a sea foam type of green hue make a clear space. Stop overreacting, it's past my curfew, I'm out after six. Happily making my accident, mama gon' whoop on my ass again. Pray that I'm making my way before eight and I might have to sneak in the back again. Hope that memorial trafficking, hope that she's stopping for gas again. Girl, I just wanna relax again, pray you gon' bring this shit back again. Pray you gon' bring this shit back again.
Mama say come home before the street lights do. Ice cream on my front porch and my new FUBU and my A1s too. Watching my happy block, my whole neighborhood hit the diddy.
This sound like growing out my clothes. With stars in my pocket, dreaming about making my hood glow. This sound like every place I would go if I could fly. This feel like every summertime. Fall asleep dreaming about all the places I could go. And every one of them feels so close, still chasing time.
Watching my happy block, my whole neighborhood hit the diddy bop. I don't want, but don't. I don't watch my happy, I don't watch my happy, ooh, ooh. Watching my happy block, my whole neighborhood hit the diddy bop.
Oh, 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 oh.
special. And everything I tried to leave behind is still beside us. Hopefully I can take it. Leftover breakfast, cereal for lunch. She's broken, but she's fun. My girl eats mayonnaise. From a child, while she's getting in place.
Turn it up and throw a tantrum. This that throw up in your Birkin bag. Hook up with someone random. This that social awkward suicide. That buy your lips and buy your likes. I swear she had a man, but shit hit different when it's Thursday night. That college dropout music every day like that. She be too thick and my friends are all annoying, but we go dumb, yeah, we go stupid. This that 10K on the table just so we can be secluded. And the vodka came diluted. One more line, I'm superhuman. Fuck you and you and you. I hate your friends and they hate me too. I'm through, I'm through, I'm through. This that hot girl bummer anthem. Turn it up and throw a tantrum. Fuck you and you. And throw a tantrum. This that hot girl bummer two-step. They can't box me in. I'm two left. This that drip is more like oceans. They can't fit me in a Trojan. Out of pocket, but I'm always in my bag. Yeah, that's the slogan. This that who's all there. I'm pulling up with an emo chick that's broken. This that college dropout music. Every day like that, she be too thick. And my friends are all annoying, but we go dumb, yeah, we go stupid. This that 10K on the table just so we can be secluded. And the vodka came diluted. One more line, I'm superhuman. Fuck you and you and you. I hate your friends and they hate me too. I'm through, I'm through, I'm through. This that hot girl bummer anthem. Turn it up and throw a tantrum. Fuck you and you and you.
trip and my friends are all annoying, but we go dumb, yeah, we go stupid. This the college dropout music, every day late, then she be too thick. And my friends are all annoying, but we go dumb, yeah, we go stupid, we go stupid, we go stupid, we go.
And you want me to change? Fuck you!
Fuck you! And throw attention.
I wanna touch on you. You see me in my room. Wish you were here right now. All of the things I do.
To the gram. Pussy all pink with a tan and I play with it till my middle fingers are cramped up. Swipe right cause he thick and he handsome. Love a sneak peek when you're free, can we camp up? No shots to the screen, put your hands up. Make it pop in your face like a Samsung.
And that's my nigga. Better yet, that's my hitter. He don't leave notes and if you do, you go miss him. Met him on Tinder. You swipe left on picture.
And he don't even scroll through Insta. Unless he going through my pictures.
I wanna touch on you. You see me in my room. Wish you were here right now. All of the things I do. I wanna get freaky on camera. I love when we get freaky on camera.
Trust me when I meet him, I'm fucking him on sight. Yeah. Let me see you beat it, I'm feeling you like Mike. Okay. Oh, surf that till I drown in all of your pics. Yeah. Can't scroll down cause some of them dicks. Yeah. Think of my parents going through my shit. My shit.
Oh, can't give head, you give me the FaceTime. Nigga, you a creep, I saw you on daytime. You ain't getting pussy, you fucking an AI. Huh?
Oh,
what a time to be alive.
Living in a future, blinging on my hotline.
I wanna touch on you. Wish you were here right now. All of the things I do.
I wanna get freaky on camera. I love when we get freaky on camera.
I wanna touch on you. You see me in my room. Wish you were here right now. All of the things I do.
I wanna get freaky on camera. I love when we get freaky on camera.
Just lost the world war, and the scene slips away to the evenness I fake.
It's a shit some world, cause I don't really want you, girl. But you can't be free, cause I'm selfish, I'm obscene. I get a little bit Genghis Khan.
vacation, Roman. Take a short vacation, Roman. You'll be okay. You need to know your station, Roman. Some alterations on your clothes and your brain. Take a little break from your side of things. There's so much you can take, you can take. I know how bad you need a Roman holiday. Roman holiday, a Roman holiday.
You're done, you're tight, you suck at life. You don't want a round three, you done suffer twice. Worship the queen and your mic a pass. Keep it real, these bitches couldn't wipe my ass. Anyway, stylist, go get Bulgari. I am the ultimate Svengali. You bitches can't even spell that. You hoes bugging, repel that. Let me tell you this, sister. I am colder than a blister. Cause my flow is sick and I'm a lunatic. And this can't be cured with no elixir. Cause y'all know who the fuck, what the fuck I do. I done put the pressure to every duck I know. Quack, quack, do a duck and a chick I do. Put the hyena in a frick I do.
Take your medication, Roman. Take a short vacation, Roman. You'll be
when a bitch breaks off. I'ma put her in a dungeon under. No, them bitches ain't eating it, dying of hunger. What the fuck am I me? Who the fuck is this hoe?
And yes, maybe just a touch of turrets.
Get my words, turrets don't get my barrettes.
Take your medication, Roman. Take a short vacation, Roman. You'll be okay. You need to know your station, Roman. Some alterations on your clothes and your brain.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, guys.
You just got done listening, of course, to Roman Holiday by Nicki Minaj, who I would just like to say, first of all, we would...
Separate the art from the artist.
We would like to distance ourselves from Nicki Minaj.
You know, it's been a Barbs-only zone for a while, and that zone has not been filled with good decisions. And I think that Nicki's really emulating that right now. I'm not trying to catch the smoke from the barbs.
Me either.
Like, but like... Let's be so honest with ourselves right now. Megan ate her up.
Oh, absolutely.
What do you think was like more of like an open and shut case? The Kendrick Drake beef or the Megan Nicki beef?
I mean, it's hard. I mean, that's a good question, actually. What do you think?
Well, okay. I think also Nicki got off way easy because right as, if I remember correctly, right as like the Megan Nicki thing was starting to heat up, that's when the Kendrick Drake thing happened.
Right.
So like Nicki could just like quietly hold her L because like the next thing had started. But like, dude, Drake's going to be hearing Not Like Us for the rest of the fucking summer.
It's okay.
Not for Drake.
Not for Drake. Not at all for Drake. That man is...
Why are we 2 for 2 on like the only famous Drakes being diddlers?
That's a great question. There's got to be a Drake to come along and just prove us wrong.
Prove us wrong.
Right?
Yeah, representation is important. But to answer your question, I feel like the Nicki Megan beef was more open and shut.
Yeah.
There was like at least a second where people thought that Drake had a pulse, but Nicki never stood a chance.
Yeah.
Respectfully.
She's washed, arguably. Anyway, yeah. enough about Miss Bigfoot herself.
Dried fruit.
Would you like to read our court-mandated PSA for the children listening?
Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Ooh, there ain't no other way. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than a candy or a processed snack. This is a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
So delicious.
On this PSA, I'd like everyone to know that there's a pear and it has like a speech bubble that just says, eat me. So do with that what you will.
Yeah.
Dried mango was kind of a savior for me.
Love dried mango.
Trekking up that mountain.
Oh, yes. Did we talk about us
going
to Nepal? That is a thing that indeed happened to us. Asa went early to climb up to Annapurna Base Camp on Mount Everest. And because I was busy graduating.
And because you're lazy.
And because I'm lazy. Like, let's not forget that. I decided to go later and do more of the touristy stuff, which I don't regret, actually.
Yeah, trekking up a mountain sounds like all fine and dandy until you have to do it. And then, like, you just, like, are stinky and sweaty and tired and, you know, overall soggy for 9 days straight. And then you wonder why you did it. But afterwards, when you get to feel like you're better than everyone else, that's when you know why you did it.
Many are saying this.
Yeah. I mean, everything that you do, really, is just like, oh, is this going to make me feel better than every other single person in the world? That's like just reaffirming that, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, we went to Lumbini. Any of my Buddhist listeners out there, birthplace of Buddha.
Shout out, Buddha.
Yo, big shout out. He was the man.
God?
So we saw where he was born. It's really hot there.
Yeah, it is.
Super hot. And then we went to Nagarkot, where I was, where an old man, well, like in his 30s, tried to seduce me after tricking us into going on a 2-hour hike.
That's not
What'd
great.
What'd you do, pee your pants?
And then River got profiled at the airport.
I did. Wait, can I tell that story? Okay, so multiple times when I went through airport security, because I had longer hair. Like my hair, I cut my hair like a month ago. Like not, of course, not that you any of you guys would be able to notice that. This is a audio format, but my hair was longer. It was more kind of like. It was past my jaw, right? Like, I mean, it already is, but like, it was more bob length, I would suppose. And the airport security, no matter where we were traveling, just could not tell what gender I was. And that was, it was affirming for sure. At one point, we were flying to, I think we were flying back to Kathmandu, and the airport security said you gent as in gentlemen.
Yeah, important context. Transgender life. Important context here is that in Nepal, like in the Nepal airports, you have to line up for security lines by ladies and gents. So this Nepali guy came up to River and was like,
I decided to forcibly gender myself in the airport.
Gay man, you're a gay man.
Dude, I mean, they don't really give you a choice. You gotta pick one.
Yeah, there's no non-binary option. I guess.
Yeah, my bad. I'll take the fall for that one.
Yeah, thank you. Someone
my
has
people.
To.
My people are not. I'm just glad they spelled ladies correctly.
Yeah.
My mom, when she went to school in Nepal, they, like, literally taught her that, like, boy, B-O-Y, was pronounced boy.
Boy?
Yeah, her English was not good when she came to America. She got there eventually. You know, one of her brothers, one of my uncles, had really bad, bad English. So his
is this about the speech therapist?
Yeah, so he
yeah, tell
had
the
really
story.
Bad English. So they sent him to speech therapy, except he was living in Boston at the time. So he did speech therapy in Boston. So now he's just like a Nepali guy with just like the thickest Bostonian accent you've ever heard in your life. And like, yo, like his son's name is Neil. He kind of speaks Nepali with like a Bostonian accent too. But like he'll just be like, Neil! Like, that's the best impression I can do of his heavy Bostonian accent.
It's, I mean...
It's like...
We can workshop it a little.
How Bobby Jindal has a southern accent and it just doesn't really make sense.
Yeah.
Or feels like something's off. Or like when you see those like white kids raised in China that have like a Asian accent and you're like, something about this just doesn't fit with my worldview. That's how my uncle is with his Bostonian accent.
Right. Okay, should we go back to music? We did go over by like 5 minutes, but that's okay. We can make it work.
Yeah, let's go back to music.
I'm gonna start playing songs, starting with truly a certified victim of circumstance classic, Homecoming Surf by Sydney Gish. Would you like to say anything about that song quickly before we go there?
No.
All right. Stick that in your pipe and smoke it. Anyway, Homecoming Surf by Sydney Gish, coming to you now, courtesy of Doopy Time.
If I was nimble enough, I'd climb one up and be a symbol. Giving cars a heart attack, I got a knack for these shock tactics, and I want my suburb back. But it was never mine. Besides, I'd never crucify myself. And Jesus of suburbia's a myth that never died. Homecoming queen, not in my dreams. I'll be homecoming surf, it seems. But hey, it doesn't even bother me. We've moved away, and who needs royalty? I love vacation days. It's a blacked out haze. I know this cul-de-sac is coming back, 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 back. Who cares if we're obscure? Homecoming surf, I know this quiet life it used to hurt. But now we're dancing around and laughing in the dirt. It's barely 1 p.m. and my cooking's barely done, and my thighs feel like the chicken breast I hated slicing up. I think I'll be a vegetarian, kill two birds with one stone. I'll lose a stone, I'll feel humane. I cook the meat and eat it anyway. I think that I'll rebel now, not like my age is too late. I'm still half straight, but I can easily act gayer than fuck hate. And I'll take kiss to smoke, cigs and weed, despite the surgeon's warning. I'll eat LSD, soaked mini weeds, and white Russians for breakfast every morning. I love vacation days, it's a blacked out haze. I'm in this cul-de-sac, it's coming back, 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 back. Who cares if we're obscure? Homecoming surf, I know this quiet life is sewer. But now we're dancing round and laughing in the dirt. These are crocodile tears. It's no one's fault but mine that I shut up for all of 18 years. But now my friends are driving out. We're gonna walk around the mall, and we'll be the youngest there. Who cares? We'll call ourselves adults. At least I've got a cat, though she hates me bad, it seems. But we reign over the SUVs and Dairy Queens. This isn't lyricism, I'm just dropping rhymes like flies. Let's go freak out everyone, no reason, who knows why. What's on your mind? Not like I've got the time to stick around. I'll catch my flight, make like a pop punk kid and get out of this town. What's on your mind? There's no point left to keep your image down. Let's terrify. I love vacation days. It's a blacked out haze. I'm in this cul-de-sac. Is coming back, 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 back. Who cares if we're obscure? Homecoming surf. I know this quiet life is to her. But now we're dancing round and laughing in the dirt. This one goes out to my homecoming surfs. Yep, pour one out for my homecoming surfs. This one goes out to my homecoming surfs. We're dancing round and laughing in the dirt.
You love me. Gotta shift at 10 a.m. Gotta dip at 10. about 2 days, no break. Been about 3 years since I dated you. Why are you still talking about me like we together? I moved on for the better, you moved on to whoever. I was down for whatever and then some. You gon' make me late to work again. Ooh, better day than yesterday. Ooh, I just take it day by day.
Down, but it's about time. my God, I just wanna go somewhere without you. What do you want? My God, I just wanna love someone who's not you. But here we are, living it up in Wellsville, New York. And I can't tell if this is hell or if I'm just bored. You say let's settle down. Sounds like a downfall. I gotta get out without it being my fault. I wish you'd fuck somebody, steal my money, break my heart, say you never, ever, 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 ever let me. Could I be so lucky? Let me off the hook. I really wish you would. Wish you'd fuck somebody. I wish you'd fuck somebody. What do I want? My God, I just get so restless laying in your garage. I dream till the sun comes up. I wonder how it looks when it shines over Taiwan. But here we are, where we grew up in Wellsville, New York. That would be fine, but the back of my mind says life is too short.
Don't say no. When you don't say no, and it's not true. come a little closer. Why don't you come a little closer? There's something I could tell you. You're such a roller coaster.
All right, you just got done listening to Roller Coaster by Bleachers. Jack Antonoff, you will pay for your crimes. Don't think you're off the hook just because I played you once on my radio show.
What are his crimes?
Just, he's produced like so many like mid-pop albums for like a lot of the pop girlies.
Which ones? Name them.
Lord.
The third Claro, album.
Yeah. Lana Del Rey, Taylor Swift. He does really bad work with Taylor Swift, in my opinion.
Really? Yeah. I thought that was like the dynamic duo.